This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Secret Service said on Monday its protection measures are working a day after the second assassination attempt on former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
U.S. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe said agents did their job to the letter when they noticed a man poking a rifle through the bushes at former President Donald Trump's golf course. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh's family members and former colleagues, are being interviewed by the FBI. Authorities are pursuing and executing search warrants for cell phones, a vehicle, and electronics for Routh. An FBI agent says he also had numerous felony charges for stolen goods between 1997 in 2010. Hayap Anjwani, Washington.
Russia said on Monday its forces had retaken control of two villages in its western Kursk region from Ukraine, continuing what Moscow says is a significant counteroffensive there. Russian forces have been battling Ukrainian troops in Kursk region since August 6th, when Kyiv surprised Moscow with the biggest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. A senior Russian commander and pro-Kremlin war blogger said last week Russia had restored control of about 10 settlements in the region, an assertion not confirmed. Ukraine says its forces control about 100 villages in Kursk over an area of more than 1,300 square kilometers, which Russian sources dispute. A debate among election rivals for mayor of Sao Paulo, Brazil's biggest city, descended into chaos when one struggling candidate hit another with a chair and was expelled. The attacker picked up the chair and brought it crashing down on the victim's shoulders. This is VOA News. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says the first round of a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza ended successfully by reaching 90% of children it targeted. UNRWA head Philippe Lazzarini said in a post on the social media platform X, Israel and Palestinian militants had largely observed humanitarian pauses to allow the campaign to proceed. Health workers plan to administer a second dose of the vaccine at the end of the month. The campaign was launched after the detection of Gaza's first polio case in 25 years and sought to reach some 640,000 children under the age of 10. Germany began implementing checks on all its land borders on Monday as the government tries to crack down on irregular migration, but critics say it undermines the core European Union principle of freedom of movement. As Henry Ridgewell reports,
Germany took in more than 1 million migrants in 2015 in the wake of the Arab Spring. It is also hosting more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees. The influx prompted a backlash from some voters who have turned to the far-right Alternative for Germany party, which scored a shock victory in recent regional elections. Many of Germany's neighbours have reacted with anger to the border checks, including Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Hundreds of Sudanese men are living in tents outside an industrial warehouse in northern France while waiting for an opportunity to cross the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin has more.
This man from Sudan, who did not want to be identified, says he has no choice but to try.
I leave Sudan because there is war. Many war. Everyone kill us.
The channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes with strong currents that make crossing it on small boats dangerous. On Sunday, French authorities said 8 people died trying to get across. Earlier this month, 12 died in another attempt. The Sudanese man compares the situation of the men living here to Syrians that fled after war broke out in 2011.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin. The strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since 1949 on Monday flooded roads with water and broken tree branches and knocked out power to some homes. Flights, ferries, and train services were suspended in the megacity and in neighboring provinces, disrupting travel during the mid-autumn festival. More than 60,000 emergency responders and firefighters were at hand to lend aid. The storm made landfall in the morning with winds of 151 kilometers per hour near its center and was weakening as it moved inland later on Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.